Astra says they are approaching space a little differently.
We believe in achieving scale by making a relatively small launch vehicle that is very inexpensive to produce. And our objective is, of course, daily space delivery.
That's Chris Kemp, the co-founder and CEO of Astra. He says the small rocket that will be launched this coming week in Kodiak has its advantages.
We are intentionally keeping the rocket small so that we can make it really focused on the small satellites. And at the very largest scale, we intend to be able to deliver one communication satellite from one of these new mega constellations that are being developed.
Mega constellation. That's the term used for a huge assortment of satellites in low orbit who work together to provide internet access all over the world. This is an alternative to terrestrial broadband and may be more reliable and faster for rural populations, including remote Alaska, according to the Department of Defense. The rocket itself is 38 feet long and designed to hold 25 kilograms, or about 55 pounds, of payload. But no payload will be on the test flight this week. A concern among local rocket launch critics is emissions, especially emissions that get into ocean waters. As Adam London, Astra CTO, explains, the emission footprint of this rocket is relatively small.
Most of the rockets, in fact, all of the rockets before ours that have launched from Kodiak are solid propellant rockets. And so they have in their exhaust a lot of aluminum and various other things. Our exhaust is primarily water, some carbon dioxide, and various other small chemicals. So from an emissions perspective, we are quite a bit more benign than in our flying than the rockets that have traditionally been launched from Kodiak.
Yeah, I think you could also think about it in terms of an airplane. If a 737 or 757 flies over, the exhaust from jet engines typically will contribute more hydrocarbons to the atmosphere than the rocket. The rocket stays over Alaska for a very short period of time before it's well on its way downrange. And, you know, we like to say if you planted a tree during every one of our launches, you would offset the CO2 footprint of a launch.
Astra's objective this week is to achieve first stage separation so that the rocket can achieve orbit and release a payload. But they are also here to learn.
Pretty much everything that we learn is additional upside, and we'll be just delighted. We'll be delighted if that upper stage lights, and we'll be delighted if the upper stage teaches us something so that our next flight can even be more successful.
As Kemp noted in the press briefing,
We don't intend to hit a hole in one here. It's a par three course.
Earlier this year, Astra attempted a launch as part of the Defense Department's DARPA challenge. The launch into orbit failed due to some anomalies, but Astra said they made some hardware and software changes, including valves that had failed due to overpressurization. Fixing those problems during COVID-19, though, was a challenge. They had to furlough employees and confronted disruptions in their supply chain of over 1,000 vendors.
The DoD was deemed a company that was important to national security so that we would have an authorization to come into the office. But I believe we're the only company in San Francisco other than Amazon to come into the office.
In Kodiak, Astra brought up a smaller crew than usual. In previous launches, they had up to 30 launch staff. This time, only 6. Mark Lester, CEO of Alaska Aerospace Corporation, which runs the Kodiak Launch Complex, explained that for past launches, 75% of the staff were from out of state. As launches increase, Lester says 75% of the launch staff is now from Kodiak and 90% from Alaska. Staff brought to the island for the launch have all tested negative for COVID-19, and as part of their mitigation plan with the state, the staff are wearing masks, implementing social distancing, and increasing cleaning procedures. The launch is scheduled to take place between Sunday, August 2nd and August 7th, between 6 and 8 p.m. local time, weather dependent, of course.
The one thing that is true about Kodiak weather is it is changing quickly. And so the fact that it doesn't look good today might be a good sign that it could be better, better by Sunday. But we'll be watching that closely and looking across the week as to which are the best days to maximize our chances of getting a clean window.
Astra will not be providing a live stream of the launch, but you can follow them on Twitter for live updates. For KMXT News and Kodiak, I'm Jared Griffin.